Hello, welcome back to Big Mood.
Hi.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Tiff.
I'm Gina, trying to figure out where to put this.
And I'm just get rid of the goddamn pillow. Get rid of it. Break up with it.
Break up with it.
We are bringing back our breakup format today, where you submit your situations and we'll tell you whether or not you should break up.
Yeah, because our advice trumps anything else in the world.
Just listen to us.
Not the truth, not your emotions.
We mostly want to make sure, we just don't want you to get hurt, baby.
Yeah.
That's all.
We're your big sisters. We're your aunties.
This would be our advice if you were coming to us and you were our little sister.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are.
Right.
Yep. Right. So I like to preface this by saying, like, don't take advice from people you don't want to be like. So, you know, obviously, if you don't want to be like us, don't take our advice. And
exactly.
Our advice isn't probably.
Or do the opposite of
whatever
life you, like, you don't want the most. Like, do the opposite of what
they say. Right. But then, you know, if you came to us, this is literally what we would tell you.
Yeah, you came and asked us.
So,
it's
your fault.
Us.
You asked us. It's your fault.
And if you have a situation that you would like to submit sometime in the future, be sure you're following the Big Mood Girls Instagram.
Yeah. Because
that is where we are getting these questions from.
Yes.
These
DM us. The DMs are open for everyone, not just women.
Right. Oh, true. Yes.
Yeah, men too.
Just
men?
Ignore all you hot boys out there. Little single boys.
Right. Do you remember that song, the Hot Boys song?
Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah.
Was it Shmurda?
I think so. I don't know. But it was
just
like that. Anyways.
I'm like, now I want to hear it. Just
I'll play it in between.
Look, she's playing in her head.
Yeah, play it out loud.
Put the volume up in your brain so I can hear it out of your ear.
You're so
cute. Looking at her closer just to see if you can hear it. All right. Are you ready for the first situation?
Yes, I love
ladies.
I just hope this one won't upset us like last time, because last time we did this, I was pissed.
Yeah.
At these situations.
Oh, you'll probably be pissed.
Oh, Lord.
Usually, I feel like this series is going to be mostly, at least on my end, saying break up.
Yeah. Just starts
because if you're questioning, I'm already upset because if it's a girl and she's like, hey, I'm kind of having a breakup.
Yeah.
You're done.
But, you know, we'll entertain it.
Yeah.
Pack it up.
Should you stay or should you go?
Back to the streets.
I love it.
I miss it.
Yeah, you missed it.
Sorry, Nikki, you missed it.
That's right. I tell them to pack up their shit and we're going back to the streets.
I missed the last time they did this because I had COVID.
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
What a nerd.
You look so cute right now.
Talk about other people's problems.
You look so cute when you fake cry.
Thank you.
Nikki looks like royalty today. Look at she pumps.
I made some choices.
If you're not watching this episode, you should. Yeah. Just look at this.
We're in a pantalones right now and I'm like, I'm going to experiment with my style.
In the middle of a pescado?
Yes.
In fish?
Yeah.
Pants and fish, guys.
I want to talk to you like Game of Thrones this whole day. You look great.
The North remembers. Yeah.
Look at your grace. She looks beautiful today.
Okay. Or like Bridgerton, whatever.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that show, but I'm guessing
that's
how
I haven't seen it yet.
I love it.
Oh, I tried to watch it. Anyway, okay. My boyfriend of 5 years spent 48 hours Friday to Sunday night with a friend's younger sister whose birthday it was.
Break up.
He basically...
sorry. I'm trying to... I'll hold it back. I'll be
hold
quiet.
Hold it back.
Okay,
just.
I'll be quiet.
He basically didn't talk to me the whole time and admitted to staying up all night talking with her. This was 2 weeks after my grandfather passed away.
Jeez.
And when I told my boyfriend while he was gaming, he just sort of went, okay, like it was no big deal. Didn't console me or pause his game.
Yeah,
I've seen.
Okay, first of all, we can't pause some games. Okay, let's
yeah,
lay that to rest
the
right
games
now.
Don't
right.
pause anymore.
We don't pause, Mom.
This is in 1997.
Yeah. Well, he should have allowed himself to get killed so he could console his girlfriend.
Unless it's ranked. Okay, go ahead.
This is 5 years. Okay.
Gina's here to take up for the game of voice.
I got you guys.
Okay. I've seen the way they text and talk to each other. It's not in a brotherly, friendly way. It's very flirty, and sometimes he will get mad if I just see her name pop up on his phone screen, but he tells me I'm just paranoid. Should we break up?
Rejection.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good couch over here. You and me. Oh, yeah.
The fire couch over there.
The fire couch over here.
Should we break up? I think he's cheating on me with this younger woman. She's 19. He's 32.
Oh,
he's known her since she was 12.
Groomer.
We have fought too much and many things are said about him. For example, that he has had sex with some people while he has been... Wait, sorry. That's a different one.
Wait. So which part of the...
He's known her since she was 12. Okay. Should we break up?
Girl, oh, God. Okay, so you've brought it up to him multiple times, and not only did he...
Or was it just the one time during the game? While he was playing his video game?
No, that was when the grandpa died.
Wait. What was the beginning of the story? Because now I'm...
The beginning of the story is that they were together for 5 years.
Yeah.
Here's the facts. Together for 5 years, this guy goes and spends 48 hours straight with his friend's little sister. whose birthday it was. Yeah, she just turned 19.
They spent 48 hours together.
I mean, 19 is an important age, so I get why they celebrated so long.
No, but then also I want to know more details, like who else was there? Or was it just the two of them?
Tim, does it matter though?
Yeah, and he didn't even contact his girlfriend for 2 days. Yeah. If I don't get contacted,
he went missing for 2 days with a 19-year-old.
Yeah. And he admitted to staying up talking all night with her. Two nights!
That's very intimate. Even if it's not sexual, yes. It's very intimate.
Right. Already crossing too many boundaries.
And still not communicating with your girl. Your girl comes first. Communication is key.
Yeah, and she's mourning too, fucking asshole.
And then instead of reassuring her when the text messages come up, he gets mad and says that she's paranoid. That's defensive. Huge red flags.
So many red flags.
And when she brings it up, he just goes, eh. Like, no, you don't just, eh. Yeah. Problem like that.
You fucking hug me.
Yeah.
Oof. Mm. He's not there emotionally with you, but he'll spend 48 hours talking with this other girl and fucking... whatever being emotional shit they're, you know, discussing. But when you need it, he's not there for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're a comfort for him. I'm sorry. And it sucks. Yeah. Sucks to hear. Because 5 years, he's just like, I'm comfortable. Right. But you're not exciting. Mm-hmm. And also, he's only thinking about getting his own needs met. He doesn't care about what your needs are.
Yep. Gross.
And people who don't actively work out a problem with you instead of just brushing it off and saying that you're crazy. Not a growth partner. Not worth it. Pack it up.
Back to the streets.
Yeah, I think you should go.
Yeah, same. I mean, I wanted to know more details, but there's obviously some red flags.
When you want to know more details, like what would make that situation okay for you, I guess. So like if he did disappear for 48 hours, mm-hmm. You lost contact. Say it was your husband. You lost contact for 2 days.
The fact that we're married changes things.
Okay, so this was before you and Casey got married. Before if he disappeared, because
we
for
were
two
together
days.
For 5 years. Just yeah, you guys girlfriend. Were together. We got engaged for a while. On our 5th year anniversary, but yeah. So I don't know. Like he disappears. Is this a pattern of his that he likes to hang out with his friends a lot? It usually, like, you know, does he? Not just because this one particular girl is involved. Like, has he done this in the past? Like, that's something
like
I would want to know.
Like, bro weekends where he goes golfing and then you don't hear from him.
Exactly. And then the fact that this girl, like, he's known her since she was 12. So I guess, like, family friend, like, it's his friend's sister. His friend's sister.
So, like, are we jumping to a conclusion that it was a sexual interest at 12 where it could have just been a brotherly interest at 12?
Right, exactly. So then that's what I'm trying to, like, consider, right? But then the other factors here where it's, like, he's brushing her off. He's getting defensive. He's not there for her when she's mourning. Like, there's so many other signs there that it's just clear cut. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about you.
It's easy to jump to conclusions because everything around the actions don't sound mature.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like...
Even if he wasn't cheating on you, he's still, like, being a shithead.
Right. Yeah.
And, okay, honestly, can I ask you guys, what's your limit of how long you'll wait for a text message?
See, I think that's...
How long can people go missing?
Like, how long can you withstand when it comes to someone responding to a message?
Well, 2 days?
No.
Hell no.
No, absolutely not 2 days. That's very questionable.
After 5 years together?
Mm-hmm. Because even if... Because and it's funny because when we were on a trip to Playlist in Florida a long time ago, you weren't there, but mm-hmm. Steve was with the group. He was itching to talk to you. Like, he couldn't even go, like, the length of the day that, you know, like, we had a ton of shit to do. And he was just like, I miss my wife. I can't even barely get through this day. Like, I'm sick of this. I wish she was here. Like, for a man to just be able to so easily go two days without finding some sort of contact with you, to me just is a red flag. And especially seeing someone like Steve have that, like, you could tell he physically was just uncomfortable because he was like, it's been 6 hours. I need to go call my wife. Like, he really wanted to get into touch with
you. And we've been together for quite a few years at that point.
Yeah,
so.
You're already married. And
how many hours is you guys' limit? I'm curious.
For what?
For like a text
not
message.
Hearing
a work
hearing
day.
It depends on what he's doing. So when he's writing, like he's usually writes in a basement with his writing
and
partner.
Dating wise, not married.
Oh, dating.
Right.
If they don't text when I'm dating, like a day.
Like 24 hours.
You guys are a lot more lenient.
Mine is a work day. Like, I know if he's got an important job, he's gets up at 8. He's,
I can
he
forgive
gets home
a day.
At 6. You know, he's
phones
gotta,
could be not charged.
Well,
like,
I think
things,
you know,
that could happen.
Guys are very compartmental. So, like, if they're at work, like, they're gonna be at work. Like, girls, like, I think we're a little bit more inclined to, like, do multiple
multitask,
things at
right.
once. So, like, if he's focused on a task at work, I'll give him the work day. By the evening, he needs to respond. If there's no response by the evening, something's fucking wrong.
Right. Same.
Yeah, for me, I guess I'm more lenient than all of you guys. I would give like 2 days.
What?
Yeah, because then like for me, it's like, well, again, it depends what he's doing. Right. It depends. Like when Case and I were dating, he would be filming the whole fucking day, like the whole from morning to night.
He goes to bed, he brushes his teeth. Like he can't text while he's
he
brushing
takes
his
shit
teeth.
At some point.
No,
no, I for sure like I would have loved for him to text me at some point in the day. Like you're having lunch, like you couldn't send me a quick like I miss you. Like of course, right? But I wouldn't be like. I wouldn't be so upset to the point where I would hold it against him or whatever. Like, I'd be like, oh, well, fuck. I mean, I get it. The day slips away and you just, you
but
just,
2 days
whatever.
Slipping nope. away?
No, yeah. So, like, no, what I mean by 2 days, it's like an entire day of filming, right? And then he goes to sleep. He's fucking exhausted. Next morning, he wakes up. He has to be editing this whole fucking video. There you go. An entire day eaten up again. And then, like, by that, like, second
night. Well, that
makes night,
sense because his life is project-based, right? Right. So, like, you know that in his case...
Exactly.
He will disappear into a hole for 2 days, and that's his work flow.
That's
so
exactly what I mean.
I
by understand what's happening.
I understand when it hit.
Then
when it
now
comes to his work
imagine
flow.
He was just talking to a girl all night for
that
2 days.
That whole time.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. Like so people.
Me too. I just felt my blood boil right now. Oh no!
Imagine a girl was there the whole time.
And no, then no, telling no, no, no. you're just paranoid. What's
yeah,
wrong
exactly.
with you?
I'm just saying. Everyone takes shits eventually, and you can text while shitting. See, my limit is. Well, I'm needy. Like 3 hours, I'm like, all right, I'll go fuck myself then.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
you know? 3 hours. 3 hours. Well, needy. Well, what is? I mean, you know the person's lifestyle though, right? Like, if you've been dating for a couple months, you know what their work is. Like, are you a social media star to where, you know, you're gonna film for a couple hours, but you don't have a work day like everyone else? So what the fuck are you doing that you can't respond?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And then, but not everyone owes you. Constant communication.
Oh, my thing
you know,
is
like,
if you don't text me back but you post on your story or Twitter.
Oh, that's pretty
oh, that's
fucked
different.
Up.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
different. Like,
yeah.
when you know that there's free space there for them to communicate with you and they're choosing to ignore your text but post on social media, to me that is a red flag.
Because they're not just posting on social media, they're scrolling too.
And they're actively
they're
ignoring you. It's what it feels like. They're actively ignoring you. Is it
a
power play?
It's a choice.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but yeah, that I don't like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
I don't like him.
I was trying to give him benefit of the doubt, but yeah, there was just too
there
many
are,
things
I,
there.
I like that you did that though, because I do think that there is some room for nuance.
Yes,
and that, like you know, in this case though, mm-mm. I don't think so.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, to the streets. Back to the streets.
Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Am I in the
club? You're in the club now. Back to the streets.
You know.
Okay. He's 35, I'm 27. I'm a resident.
Wait, hold on, let me do the math.
35, 27.
We're slow on that.
8 years.
Eight years.
Got it. Ooh, okay.
Do you have my fingers?
Starting to be concerned, but I'm all right.
1, 2, 3.
Don't use your thumbs, and you got it. Okay.
35 and 27, I kind of already don't love it.
We haven't even gotten into it.
I know, let's go.
That's after 20, okay, a woman at 27, man at 35.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You totally
maturity levels.
8 years older than you.
Woman is 27.
Yeah.
I can understand the other way around.
I could get into it right now, but I'll let you finish.
Okay. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. I'm going to let you finish first.
Okay. I'm a resident and he is my attending physician. We have been together.
Wait, hold on.
Hey.
Wait, what does this mean? I don't understand in hospital.
Resident, she's going to be a doctor.
Okay. This is a power play already. He's a doctor.
Yes, you don't
resident?
Know yet. Okay.
Wait, explain what these two roles are.
Resident,
so it's like a mentor, mentee.
So who's the mentor?
He's a doctor.
Doctor. You ever watch Scrubs? Oh.
And she's the what?
She's the training to be a doctor.
Training to be a doctor.
Ooh, okay, this is going to get weird. Okay.
Yeah, so that when you're a resident, you live at the hospital.
Yeah.
You're there all the time.
Right.
He's working.
Always. Relationships.
Shadowing.
Yeah, you don't shit where you
especially
eat.
With your boss.
Is he married? I bet you he's married. He's totally fucking married.
Oh, you guys.
Okay, all right. Okay, go. Come on. We're not even...
There's two paragraphs.
We're ready to pounce.
Two sentences in.
Well, at least I am. I'm so ready.
We got warmed up from the first one. We're feisty now. We're
even if he's a doctor doing surgery, you better text me back.
All right, so he's
the scalpel down.
He's like texting while he's
okay. That's a bit much because I want the girl's body to be sewn up right. But.
Okay, unless he's cheating on her
with
her.
That girl there.
Yeah,
he's like, I have my hands all up in her guts.
Why were you inside her?
How dare you go inside of her?
You're not allowed to date a doctor.
Yeah, never.
Okay, we've been together almost 1 year and in secret.
Yep.
During all this time
Red
together.
Flag.
We have fought, probably because of the workplace environment. During all this time together, we have fought too much, and many things are said about him. For example, that he has had sex with some people while he has been with me, which is, he has always denied. And on a certain occasion, I found a very sexual conversation with an ex on his phone that he said would never happen again, and also that he was not cheating because it was never physical, but I don't trust him. We continue together despite that, and we decided to commit ourselves to improve for each other. However, he never asks how I am, how my day has been. And when I complain to him, he tells me that this is something that comes naturally. I like him a lot.
Wait,
because
what does that mean?
For her, it comes naturally. For him, it doesn't.
Oh, I see.
Because he's a... Okay.
I like him a lot because he is also very good in bed. That's why you're in it.
Oh,
but he always says or does things that make me feel bad. He emotionally offers me nothing. I have fought too much. Okay. I don't know what to do. Sorry for my English. I am from Ecuador and I love your podcast. Oh, we love you.
Everyone that speaks just fine English says sorry for my English.
Right? There's,
you always have great English.
Have better English than the Americans.
Believe in yourself. Right? Don't apologize.
Las calles. Regresa a la calle. Regresate a la calle. That's what I'm trying to say.
Happening?
Return to the streets. Return to the streets.
Ah,
leave pack them. Your bags. Regresate
a la calle.
Calles.
She's Ecuadorian. She speaks Spanish.
Yeah. Regress that guy.
Yeah. Regress that guy. Regress that guy that you... Yeah.
Should we start from the beginning on this one? Because
the two sentences that you guys first had a problem with?
I was angry with every sentence.
We called it already.
With the age difference.
I don't think there was a sentence I wasn't upset with. Okay.
Honestly, why is the age thing a thing?
Because you have said yourself that you'd be willing to date.
Oh, I'm very attracted to 42-year-olds, and I'm 33. I get it.
And over 26, I feel like your brain's already fully there.
I don't know, because she's in this position now. She's not mature enough to see that this is a very unhealthy situation. Even at 27, I was still fucking being taken advantage of.
When the dick is good, the guy has a fatherly presence, and
emotionally she gets
making
nothing.
Enough money.
No, nothing.
Yeah, so the emotions is where it might be your first experience.
Why does he need to date someone 8 years younger than him, though? Is it because 27-year-olds are still moldable and manipulative? Ooh. Like, able to be manipulated? I think there's a part of that in there. 8 years is kind of a lot. When a girl's past her 30s, it bothers me less. But I'll just say, girl in her under 30, I still feel like is ripe for manipulation.
You're still vulnerable. I think you're open for manipulation at any age if you haven't done enough or experienced enough.
Of course. But I think women under 30, I feel like we do reach a point of maturation that at 30,
you stop
31,
giving
32,
any fucks after 30. That's all.
There is a level of late 20s and mid 20s that I think still they can be taken advantage of a little bit more, and especially by a 35-year-old clearly very intelligent man,
right?
Who doesn't, she said he's not there for her emotionally, she's just this young hot thing that's being taken advantage of,
and she doesn't know if it's normal or not to need
that's,
this much
she's,
emotion
yeah. She's still at that, she's still too young for him.
He doesn't care about you outside the sexual realm, because he doesn't care to check in on you, see if you're okay, check on your day, how are you. And you said emotionally he gives you nothing. I mean, the fact that you can even say that about someone that you're dating is already...
It's like, what are you looking for personally then? Clearly you're not looking for that.
This just sounds like the hot workplace fling should have never gone past like maybe fuck two or three times, and that's it.
He's Bill Clinton. You're the Monica.
Mm-hmm. And he slept with other people there. Like,
oh, you know that doctor's banging all the fucking hot residents. And they're probably on different fucking timetables and shit. He's probably got
He knows their schedules.
Yeah.
And good dick's a dime a dozen. You can find it anywhere, girl. You don't have to fucking
That's
do this
not
one.
True, but okay.
Yeah, they say good dick is abundant, but it's not. Their dick is abundant.
I don't think you've had good dick then.
Good dick is not abundant. Dick is very, regular dick is like so abundant. It's beyond clearance.
Have you seen the bruises? Have you seen the bruises?
I haven't. Show me.
But anyways, I mean,
my dick bruised you?
From the inside.
Her cervix.
My cervix.
That sucks. I hate that. But
And then the power dynamic, because of the fact that he's the physician, she's the resident.
You're being used.
This can get ugly.
Yeah, I think you're being used.
Yeah, so for sure, back to the streets on this one. But before you go back to the streets,
you
should buy some new clothes.
Hell yeah. How are we going to get those clothes?
We're going to get those clothes on Stitch Fix.
Is it convenient? Oh my gosh, please say it.
It is so convenient. I actually bought my shoes on Stitch Fix. I talked about these last week, or I think it was, I can't remember when, but recently. Mm-hmm. You can, on Stitch Fix, everyone knows it as a subscription box where the stylist will come up with some cute shit. You'll rate like yes or no on some stuff online. They'll come up with some cute shit and send it straight to your door. But you can actually also just buy stuff directly off the website. They have like little curated outfits. You can buy that whole outfit, or you can just like say, oh, I like the shoes, or I just like the purse, or I like that jacket. Like, you can pick out certain things.
It's the equivalent of like buying what's on the mannequin.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I love that because I have a hard time putting together outfits. So the service is very helpful for someone like me. So yes, you can try on the pieces at home before you buy, keep what you love, and return when you don't. They make it super easy to return. They ship you the return package with it, so you just close up the bag and drop it off. There's a $20 styling fee for each box, but it gets credited towards the pieces you keep. There are no hidden fees ever. Stitch Fix also styles men, women, and kids, and they ship all over the U.S. Cute. And in the U.K., so if you want to try out Stitch Fix, which I highly recommend, get started today at stitchfix.com/mood. You'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mood for 25% off when you keep everything in the fix. stitchfix.com/mood.
Yeah.
Look sharp.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I like that. Look sharp. Like that. Oh, that's my favorite transition of the day. Look sharp. All right, I'll go fuck myself. As sharp as. Wait, what?
All right, I'll go fuck myself. I gave you guys gold earlier, but okay.
Oh, I missed it.
Sorry. Nikki wins. Sorry. So anyway, look as sharp as a Meissen knife. It's a chef's knife. And this knife is so freaking sleek and sharp and precise, and it's so elegant. It has this like unique sloped handle that not only allows you to chop more efficiently, easily, and safely, but the elegant design makes you want to show it off rather than just stashing it in a drawer.
Yeah, let's be honest. A lot of knives are very much the same, but this mm-hmm. one is actually very pretty. I like the blue color of the handle.
Yeah, it's cute.
The metal looks very expensive. We buy things because they're expensive and they're nice. Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's Japanese, so you know that shit's good.
Yeah. It actually, they've said that it's designed to replace every knife that you have.
Exactly. An entire set of knives. And you guys know, like a dull knife, it's actually a dangerous knife. It'll make slicing things a lot like harder to slippery. Get through. Yeah, it's slippery.
Yeah, my dad always told me that. It's more dangerous when you have to put more force behind something than if it glides easier.
Yeah, and it just makes cooking more difficult. But then with the Meissen chef's knife, you can slice through anything like butter. It is amazing.
Tension.
Yeah, and then also the weight of this knife, it's too. Balanced. It's just really well balanced. I'm a fan. Meissen is 2 to 3 times less expensive than other premium knife brands for the same amazing quality. And Meissen's knives are crafted with high-grade stainless steel, so they can stay sharper longer and last a lifetime, all for a fraction of the competitor's costs. The Meissen chef's knife is legit and verified. It has over 5,000 5-star reviews from real pro chefs, and also has a cult following among home chefs and foodies. Mm-hmm. So step up your cooking game now and head over to Meissen.com/bigmood for 20% off your first order. That's Meissen.com/bigmood for 20% off your first order. Meissen.com/bigmood.
Yeah, my dad's a chef. I've always had it drilled into me, like, what kind of knives you're supposed to buy.
Yeah, it passed your test, so I was like, all right, it's a good knife.
Yeah, it's a good knife.
Hell yeah. That's not a knife. Okay, this situation, I feel like, is kind of a common one with couples. Mm. And I also think it might have to do with, like, your background and your, like, culturally and stuff. So, me, the person submitting, 24. Him, 27. Do you have a problem with that?
Yes, I'm okay with a 3-year difference.
Okay. Just want to check.
Sorry, no problem. But yes, I'm okay with it. 3 years is good.
All right. Passed the age test with Jess. Together since May 2018. So almost 3 years now.
Okay.
He wants kids. I don't.
Uh-oh.
He only wants kids because that's just tradition, not because he actually loves children.
Oh no.
I've openly said to him, I never want kids. I think he's hoping I'll change my mind one day, but
he's trying to trap you, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No.
I especially wouldn't want kids with someone who doesn't genuinely love children.
Right, yeah.
Is this relationship just going nowhere if we disagree on this? Keep me anonymous. Thanks.
Okay, I'm a little bit scared because, and I don't want to, I'm very prone to making lean men, in. I'm very prone to making men an enemy here, but it's scary to me when a guy's like, I don't really want kids, but I feel like I need to have them, like, for, you know, looks or whatever. Right. Like, you're going to be his fucking maid, his fucking, like...
He's not lifting
kids. Are not an accessory.
No, they're not an accessory. You're going to do all the fucking work?
Yep.
You don't even want the kids yourself.
Right? Yeah. You're like, the one not wanting the kids.
Absolutely not. It's very weird to me when a guy's like, oh, I just need kids, like, socially.
That's weird. It's such so a weird reason to bring a life into the world.
Right. Yeah.
It's like a trap. It's like a bear trap.
Built-in trauma.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Think of,
Think of, what if your parents told you, yeah, we had you just because we felt like we had to. You know, like, it's a thing to do.
Societally, we had to. Like, it was culturally, that's what we had to do.
Oof. Oh, no. That's a big yikes. Hell no. Runaway girl.
Yeah.
That relationship is not going anywhere. And even if he decides to, like, change his mind later on because he realizes, like, oh, yeah, you know, it wouldn't be a good idea to have kids, I feel like there's other issues in there that you might not see, maybe, or that you haven't recognized. But if he's already approaching this children issue that way, that just tells me there's other things buried in there.
Yeah, the way his mind works is maybe not, you're not on the same page with.
Yeah.
And that's more important, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the way he got to that.
Exactly.
And you don't, it's very strange for me that his brain works like, I have to do this giant thing just because society.
Yeah.
Like, how influenced you by society that you're willing to bring a whole new life that will cost so much goddamn money, you know, just because other people say you should.
Like, oh, it's time. Right? Mm-hmm. Guess we have to do that one thing.
Yeah.
Procreate.
Yeah, it's like a whole nother life there, like a whole other existence that you are going to be bringing into this world just so you can use them as an accessory. It's fucking gross.
Like, does everyone need to have kids?
No.
Realistically, honestly, does everyone, like,
No, not at all.
Especially if she's not inclined to be a mother, he only wants them because they're supposed to check a box. Yeah. Like, not everyone needs to have kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really glad that our American culture at least is shifting in the direction where it's like not unacceptable to not have kids.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's right. It's because she said that his background, like his culturally or in his tradition, his family tradition, so like cultural tradition,
right?
That's how it is in his background.
That just tells me that culturally, probably, in that, like, in for his family tradition, the men in the family don't have to do anything, they're not involved in their children's life at all. So then I don't even understand why he would get with the girl that has been very vocal about not wanting
to
have kids.
Just find one that wants to be a baby maker.
Yeah.
There's so many women that do want kids, too. Yeah. So that's very strange.
Very strange.
And I know many couples who broke up because they had differing wants in children.
So I was going to ask, like, if it wasn't this whole, like, he doesn't love kids. Like, let's say it's...
He genuinely wants
kids and you don't, like...
Absolutely, same answer.
Yeah.
There's really no way around it.
This is a huge thing. It's not one of those like, well, I like spicy food, she doesn't. This is huge.
Because either one of two things going to happen. Either you have kids and you resent him forever.
Mm-hmm. And the kids. Can you imagine her not even wanting to be a mother, him not lifting a finger, and then she has to be left with them?
Right.
No.
Right.
Or you don't have kids and he resents you forever. Maybe he ends up even seeking this desire somewhere else.
Yeah. He's going to spread his seed on the side.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Imagine it like a butter knife for some reason.
Ew.
I pictured
seeds in his hand that he's tossing into a field.
None of us pictured a dick. Okay.
Oh, no. I've changed my stance on children.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. You want some crotch goblins?
I don't even know
goblins?
Where you stand now because you're always flippity-flop.
She called them children, not crotch goblins.
Yes. Yeah, but then she'll be like, oh, but then this one, like, you know, I do want kids. Yes, so I'm confused.
I do want children.
Okay, you do.
I do. I want multiple. I just don't want to be the one that has to birth them. So surrogate.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So if any of you guys are...
I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I don't want to birth a child, but recently, and I don't know if it's just a pandemic talking, but I've been more okay with the idea of like adopting an orphan child, but I just can't see myself ever birthing one. I don't know how you did it, girl.
Well, she had a C-section.
Yeah. So I didn't really
But you had the baby. Like, you made the baby, though.
Yeah.
Like, that process is already so difficult.
See, for me, I want to be pregnant.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to come out my hole.
Yeah. I'm okay.
You want to be pregnant?
A C-section?
I think we're both thinking the same thing.
That suck all the nutrients out of your body.
So my favorite thing to do recently is tell Steve that I want something random, like cinnamon rolls or Taco Bell. Like, I get random cravings, like, recently, and I'll tell him it's for the baby.
Right.
But
cute. The baby that's not here yet?
We're not pregnant. I mean, cute. But it could be. We don't know.
At any point, it could be. You never know.
Yeah,
it could be. It's just one of those hoodies with the zipper and the cats are in there.
We have sex
for the baby.
If you never take a pregnancy test, you'll never know.
But yeah, exactly. I'm okay with being pregnant. I think I'd be a cute pregnant bitch.
Right, we could have photo shoots. So let's do it at the same time.
Such belly.
But then like somehow transplant it to a surrogate to actually like birth it.
Yeah.
Oh, what if they come up with that technology in the future? Because you know how they came up with that? Like, there's like a sack where there was a baby sheep that they actually
had
an embryo and then like all the way to being birthed. But it was all in like this bag. Yeah. But what if they create something where you can wear it? Have the baby with you.
Cool. And you look like a cockroach where it's clear and you can see what's happening.
Yeah. Baby bag and just.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
No, this is disgusting. I don't like it. It's unnatural.
Oh, right.
I love that.
Party pooper.
I'm a party poop all over that external birth. Right?
Duh. We could see it forming and make fun of it. Well, look at its dumb little hands.
Shake it a little bit.
Oh, but then I wonder how it would develop with like such bright. Light.
Oh, right.
And like the different environment.
It would come out like powder. Fucking. That reference is far too old. I'm sorry. Just let's move on.
All right. Next question. Okay. So I'll try to make this short. I'm currently on a break almost 3 weeks with my boyfriend. We've been together for 1 year and 5 months. We're both 26. They're both the same age. Yes. Don't worry, Jess. I'm a Scorpio. He's a Sagittarius.
Oh, Jesus.
Fire and water. Yikes. So basically. Yeah, right. Shut up.
Okay.
You're fire and water right there. Actually, yeah, you and her. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we're fire and water
jealous.
Too. I'm a Scorpio and Tiff's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, that's actually us.
Oh, okay.
We're on a break. Yeah.
Okay,
almost
sorry.
3 weeks.
Okay.
Haven't Scorpio? Seen Rio's water?
You guys are definitely not 26, though. I'm letting you guys know that right
okay,
now.
Okay, so yeah.
You don't know. You see my birth certificate?
I know. We look younger, okay, bitch?
True.
We're 5 and a half.
Wait, sorry. We've been fucking around too much. So they've been together for a year.
A year and 5 months. And five,
so
very
a year and
specific.
A half, and they're taking
no,
a 3 week
a year
break.
And 5 months.
Okay,
a
year and 5 months. They're taking a 3 week break?
They've been on almost a three week break.
Okay.
And she's a Scorpio. He's a Sagittarius.
Okay,
we missed out that important fact.
Relevant
so important.
For some reason.
So
okay,
important.
So
what are Sag guys like? Sorry, really quick.
I don't know.
You know horoscope stuff. I
no,
don't know.
I don't know what I dated.
She only knows the ones that she knows.
Yeah. Okay, so basically my boyfriend has always been pretty good to me and our relationship has been good.
Okay.
But after we had been dating for 4 months, I asked him if I could use his laptop, and that's when I found his Instagram was open and I saw all the saved pictures of girls he had. I was obviously very upset and I told him how
so
I felt.
So she stayed with him for another year and a month after that? Anyways,
okay.
Let's hear the rest of this. I got questions.
I was obviously very upset and I told him how I felt and he was very sorry and he said he would get rid of them and stop following all the girls he didn't know. So I forgave him that same night, and anyway, he didn't actually end up deleting all of them till like December of last year. But he would always tell me he was done looking at pictures, and I understand that he's going to find other girls attractive. I understand that. It's just that some of the pictures were of girls I recognized as girls from our area.
Oh no.
Yeah. Ooh. And so 3 weeks ago, I checked his phone while I was next to him to see if he liked pictures, which I never did this before, and this was probably the second time that I had. I honestly didn't think I would find anything, but I clicked on his activities, and that's when I saw he had been clicking on girls' links and looking at their pictures. One of them was a girl he knows. Anyway, I made him leave that night, and now I don't really know what to do. He actually started going to a therapist to see how he can make himself a better person, because he says he still wants a future with me, but I'm afraid of getting hurt again. Sorry if it's too long. I would really appreciate any advice. You guys are the best.
Do you have receipts for these therapy sessions?
Right.
Just kidding.
I mean, I can just be sitting in the McDonald's, you know, parking lot and saying I went to therapy. Mm.
I have mixed opinions, but I want to hear you guys first.
Kidding on that.
Okay, so if it was like random like Instagram model celebrities, that's pretty fine. Like, you know,
I guess.
Yeah, but if it's girls in your area and that they kind of know, that's weird.
Yeah, and also, I guess, okay.
Is it not creepy, though, to imagine a guy having an Instagram and he's following like 1,000 fucking girls and he's just ogling all these women?
Yeah. Like,
and it's not even like, it's weird, too, because it's like not even porn. It's just like he's just so like, why does he have time to be looking at all these other women all the time? Like, why is that such a focus of his day, is that he's looking at all these other women? Like, he's got a woman at home.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, why does he need so much access to so many pretty girls? All like, wait, I feel like we've normalized it a little bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Did he follow these girls? He probably followed these girls before he met her.
Probably, yeah.
Right?
When she first found it, like four months in.
Right. Yeah.
That situation where it was like he still kind of had it, like that seems acceptable to me because he was single before that.
Yeah.
So that's fine. When you're single, it's fucking fine.
But then they had a conversation about it and he still didn't do it.
And he apologized, admitted it was wrong, and then said he wouldn't do it again.
That's right. Scary.
See, and that's the fact that he crossed that boundary. That's the part I have a problem with, is that he lied about it and continued to do it.
Yep. And right. had some sort of fake show of like remorse and regret and all of that, but the whole time he was just still doing it. Like, I feel like kind of scary to have a fake show of remorse and regret.
I think you're gonna fall for it. Maddie got caught, and he doesn't want to lose her because he doesn't want to ruin a good thing just because of this like little habit he has on the side.
I've learned that apologies without action is just manipulation.
That's
what it is. You didn't rectify it. How do you guys feel about I'll look, but I'll never touch? Because I feel like
there's levels to it.
Yeah,
there's
levels to looking.
There's like, if you see a hot girl at the grocery store in the milk aisle and you're like, damn, that girl's kind of banging. And then you just go on about your day. But then if your evening routine consists of taking a shit and just like staring at a bunch of hot chicks, it's like,
yeah,
it's still staring.
It's kind of creepy.
Oh, okay. But he's not acting upon it. Like, because a part of me, it's just like, it's human nature to look, right? But, you know, so long as you don't.
Kind of in the real world, though. Kind of like, you know, like
in the real world.
You're at work. There's a hot girl that comes into your office or whatever. You're like, oh, damn, she's beautiful, you know? And then you kind of go on about your day. But like, there's something kind of with this
social
online.
Because it's an action still. Like what you're saying, Gina, like them looking up online, like that is the action of going and
clicking.
Seeking
on their links and stuff.
Yeah. And you're thinking of them. Mm-hmm. So now it's gone past the like, oh, I'm just looking. Right. Now you're thinking of them. You're actively
it's like a habit
going to find them.
The pictures.
Right. Yeah,
it's like
and
this,
saving
it's
them.
So, and it's like a concentrated activity where you're like, now I'm in my part of the day where now I'm ogling over half naked women. And it feels like it's a departure from the relationship.
Yeah, because what other reason do you have to save pictures?
Right. To jerk off, obviously.
Other than to revisit them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel that with liking pictures, too. Why do you need to like their photo?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're just looking. It's a form of interaction where it's like, hey, I'm here. I'm going to
like
pop
you,
up on your...
Like, maybe there's a chance you'll see my like.
Right, exactly.
Like, what's the thought behind liking something? Like, I like y'all shit all the time because I want y'all to see my name on it. Like, I support you.
I support you, yeah, exactly.
So, I'm too popular on Instagram, so I can't see all the likes. It's just...
Bitch, I know you see my name.
The first three.
I know it says my name and then 10,000 other people. I know you're going to see my name.
I know you're going to see my name. That's why I make sure to comment, too. You're going to see me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, doesn't it feel like we've reached a point where social media is interfering? It's too much. And it's like so normalized.
That's why I'm happy to be married to a guy that doesn't understand social media. He doesn't know how to check DMs. I've had to teach him 5 times how to check DMs because someone from our real life will be like, how come you're not responding to my DMs? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then he's like, I don't know how to get to them.
Oh, I see. That's funny.
I show him so many times. Yeah, so I'm like,
I find it refreshing that a guy wouldn't have 1,700 Instagram thoughts in his list of follows, and then like 10 of his buddies. You know, when I see that, I'm like, I don't like it.
Nope.
Yeah,
and I don't think we really need to explain why. And I feel like society's like pressures you into saying being like okay with it.
Well, look,
but it's just weird.
Everyone's going to feel differently about it. And as long as you're with someone that matches those values, for example, I wouldn't want to be in an open relationship. As long as I'm not with somebody that wants to be in an open relationship, then we're good.
Yeah.
Like, if you have those urges, you just, like, that guy needs to be with some other girl who's, like, totally free-spirited and, like, chill with it.
Right,
but if you are at any point uncomfortable with what your partner's doing and you don't think you are in alignment or see eye to eye on what your values are or moving forward, it's just not going to work. Like, at some point, you're going to be fed up with it. You're going to resent each other and it's just going to fester. It's just not a healthy start to a relationship. And I do think a year and 4 months is the start of a relationship still.
That's a lot of time for her to have invested in this guy too. So I'm sure she's just like trying to make excuses. We're like, well, this is kind of really the only thing. Everything else is okay.
But actually, a year is and 5 months is such a short time.
I know, but it feels like a lot of investment. Like I dated a guy for 7 weeks and that felt like an investment. I was like, you know, especially in the beginning, you're giving yourself so much to this person to get to that point of trust that you feel at year three. That first year is just you're dumping your whole life, your emotions, your feelings. Like that's it feels like a lot in the first year
for sure.
And you don't want it to go away.
But know that like they had to invest just as much time. So and they ruined it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
they made their own.
So they lost a year and a half too.
And you're already on a break. Oh, geez.
Yeah, I would say already after stay a year. On that break.
Yeah,
permanently.
Permanent break.
Permanent.
And he says he's getting help, but like, I mean, do you want to? He said he deleted the pictures before. Like, I don't know. I just don't really trust. I feel like the trust is already broken.
Right. For sure. And it's really hard to build that trust. Right. So do you really want to put the work into it? Because if you don't, walk away.
And you know what else is broken? My hair back then when it was dry as heck, but not
from
anymore.
From all the bleach. All the bleach, bitch. We got a lot of bleach in our hair.
But not anymore because of Function of Beauty. It's a personalized hair care and body care brand. It's a world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair's specific needs. I like things that give me quizzes. So you go on their site, you take a quiz on what your hair is like and then what you want your hair to look like. Yes. And they will formulate a formula for you for your hair and what you need. And then you can also choose your color and your fragrance, or you can go fragrance and dye free. Then Function's team determines the perfect blend, bottles your formula, even labels it with your name on it. Every ingredient Function of Beauty uses is vegan and cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. You can also go completely silicone-free. There are 54 trillion possible formulations.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Function of Beauty offers completely personalized formulas for body and skincare as well, so you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe. Oh, I like that.
That's cute. I actually got their serum, too, and their travel kit. But I put the serum in my hair, too.
Yeah, I use it every time.
It's so nice. I have the conditioner in right now.
And also the lotion. I'm such a fan
of
the lotion.
Lotion's really nice.
I already
too.
Used up all my lotion really fast.
Oh, what were you doing?
Don't ask the questions you don't want the answer to.
So never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionandbeauty.com/bigmood to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Go to functionandbeauty.com/bigmood to let them know that we sent you and to get 20% off your order. Again, that's functionandbeauty.com/bigmood. That is why my hair smells like roses.
Yeah, and you can smell like roses while you're on your Zoom meeting with a therapist talking about your problems, or maybe the guy in this person's
I think we
situation.
Know someone that could use Talkspace.
Who?
The guy this from guy? Our question.
Yeah, the guy from yeah.
Right?
Hopefully he's like talking to the therapist because he has access via a mobile device or a computer perhaps. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals. It's affordable. It's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy, which is very costly. Mm-hmm. And instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. So sometimes, like, if you're having anxiety on Monday, but your appointment's not until Thursday, but you're like, I just need to get it out. Because on Thursday, you're like, I don't have anxiety. What are you talking about? And then you don't actually get to heal.
Yeah.
Okay. They have a therapist network. Thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties, which I mentioned.
It's easy to switch to. If
it's
you don't
very
like the person
easy.
You get, it's so fast and easy
you're
to
like,
switch.
You're like, next,
you get to
thank
see
you
all
next.
Their credentials and pick the one that suits you best.
Right. Exactly. Or if you just don't, sometimes I get very impatient with people. If they take too long to talk, I'm like, I gotta go.
Next.
You're milking this hour for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, secure. Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology. I don't know what that is, but it sounds pretty secure.
Safe. Your private stuff won't get leaked.
Exactly. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code MOOD to get $100 off your first month.
Just discount.
And show your support for the show. That's Mood, M-O-O-D, and Talkspace.com. That's a lot of
doll hairs.
That's right. Okay.
So, I mean, did we finish the feeling, though, on this guy getting therapy? Because some people might be like, oh, you guys are too mean.
No, yeah, he's going to therapy. Elaborate a little bit more on that part. Because, yeah, the easy route is to just completely cut ties with this guy, especially if you're not, I mean, depending on where you exactly feel with him, like, do you feel like you're completely in love and like willing to work hard for this relationship?
Like, do all of his pros
exactly
outweigh, is this the only con?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So take the entire relationship into consideration. And obviously you have, if you're already on a break, and ask yourself, like, what does that break really mean to you? Like, do you really genuinely believe that he is seeking help? Do you feel like he will actually change his ways in the future and you can actually rebuild that trust? Because I know for a fact it's fucking hard. It's like climbing Mount Everest to get trust back in a relationship. It's really fucking
difficult.
I don't
know if I've ever trusted someone that I've not trusted for a certain event. Like, I don't know if I've ever trusted someone again. Yeah. So for me, that would be harder, but for other people, it might not be.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult to move past that and grow. But then also, like I said, if you're taking the entire relationship into consideration and you feel like it's something you can really work for, then in the end, and also if you feel like he is in the same page and saying, like, you know what, I know I'm really fucking up. It's just like this like habit of mine that I've had for many years or whatever it is. And like,
let's give him a little bit of credit that society does normalize it. Exactly. So he probably doesn't feel like it's that big of a problem.
Right. Exactly. And it totally is.
But it still is a problem, even though society says it's not. It's still not healthy behavior.
Yeah.
So we could give him a chance to like see that, understand that, and maybe like rethink it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then that's what I think he is already taking the first steps, if he really is going to therapy, is by going to therapy and like understanding that is something in his life that he wants to change to keep you around, right? And like to work on the relationship. So I don't know, it's just really analyzing the level of commitment that you both have for the relationship and seeing if there is even a future there that is worth fighting for.
I like to say, like, trust your gut. Because I think you're going to know, like, is he really down for you? Or are you kind of also ignoring some other red flags?
Exactly.
You don't feel super secure with him, but you're like, oh, on paper, he's so great. And I just, you know, it's hard to find good guys. So should I really let this one go? Like, really, your gut will tell you. We have our intuition. We need to not ignore it.
Nope. It's there to guide you.
Right. So we're not packing our bags.
I don't know.
However,
packing bags optional.
Optional?
I mean, the bags are kind of already packed. They've been separated for 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's true.
You're 26.
You're young. A long way to go.
It's only been a year.
You could use this relationship as a lesson. Like, give it another year, and then you see like what happened when you did that route.
Right.
But personally, I'm just too many lines. Yeah. I'm like, I've been there and I don't want to do it again.
It scares me a little bit because like when he found it, he wasn't kind of like, wait, what's, I thought it was fine. Like
he knew it was wrong.
I'm so sorry. I won't do it again. And then lied. That's what bothers me.
Or feels malicious. When,
anything that my partner would be too scared to do in front of me, to me, they know they're doing something wrong and they're doing it anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's more of a problem to me than them just doing the thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
It's like to me, actions, that's betrayal.
The actions behind this stupid little behavior, but it's like it's a bigger choice that he's making by hiding and what's next? You know, now it's this little thing of him looking at pictures, but what's next?
And that's exactly what I mean by like that Mount Everest of trust that you have to climb, because every moment you're always constantly suspicious or you're thinking like, wait, like, is he telling the truth this time? Right. Because you've lied to me already in the past. You said that you were done and you acknowledge it was wrong. But then how am I going to build the trust to believe you again after time and time? Like, it's already happened once. Will it happen again? And then what happens after that time? Like, it's
fool
just
me
exhausting.
Once, fool me twice situation.
Yeah. It's fucking exhausting. That's why I'm like, girl, analyze it. Are you ready for all that work? Because it's going to be fucking work.
I personally don't think that we need to raise men. I think they need to figure this shit out. Yeah. Themselves. Yeah. Like, they need to do their own work.
Quality man.
Right. We don't need to do the work for them. Exactly. We're not their moms.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? So I don't know. Just...
That shit is exhausting. Because me, I'm an overthinker. God damn, that shit sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's like, would it he be this way if it wasn't the middle of a Panera Bread?
Yeah. Right, right, right. Exactly. It's true.
No, it's not true. A Panera Bread. That's a children's doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. Okay, this one's a little bit longer. Okay. But hey, girls, love the podcast. Thanks. I would appreciate if my name isn't mentioned during the podcast.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, anonymous. But I've only dated my boyfriend for 4 months. However, we've known each other for almost 2 years already.
Oh.
My boyfriend tells me that he wants me to be his last girlfriend, but I kind of doubt it because he still gets updates about his ex-girlfriend, which they dated for about a year. And I'm a pretty busy person, but I work, school, and watch my younger siblings, so I make time for him when I can. But he'll get mad saying I never make time for him, and if he doesn't plan anything, then I would never hit him up, which is so false because I tried my best to make him happy and go see him whenever I can. Every time we argue, it's always about how he's putting in 95 out of 100 and I'm only putting 5 out of 100 into the relationship. I really love him, but I find myself extremely exhausted on how to make him happy. I'm a really shy person, so I usually follow by lead, but he doesn't understand that. He always makes me feel guilty for not spending time with him. I also come from a traditional family, which they're strict on me going out so often. However, I do bend the rules for my boyfriend and go see him when I can, yet he doesn't see any effort in it. He also gets mad when I spend time with my family and when we talk on the phone. If I don't talk to him as much, he'll get upset about it too. He really is he's my first real boyfriend, so I really like and love him. He doesn't post pictures about me much, and he often posts pictures of his Korean celebrities saying how much he likes them or how bae they are. Yeah. I know I shouldn't get mad at that, but he makes me feel insecure sometimes. I often find myself apologizing to him more than how he does to me. He also posts pictures of his girlfriends saying, "Miss you," or posting his old memories when he traveled saying, "Take me back when I didn't stress," which during those times he wasn't with me because he cut me off. Oh. When we talk about this, he says I'm his babe and his only babe. I really want to believe it because he's nice and cooks for me when I visit him and tries to engage me into things too. But then again, he often calls me weird and awkward. I'm trying my best to see good in this relationship, because I really do enjoy spending time with him. But to him, I'm not doing enough. What should I do?
Personally, it sounds to me like she's not communicating a lot.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, especially the way she wrote it, it just sounds like he's like, "Hello, are you there?" And then she's just like, she's putting in the effort on her end, but she's not communicating the effort.
Right.
And so for him, he's like, "What the fuck? She doesn't care. Like, she's only spending her time with her friends or whatever." And like, I'm only focused on that part right now because the other part, I'm like, that's weird with the posting on social media about his girlfriends and then not her. Like, that's a little weird in my opinion.
Seems like a difference in love languages, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he seems like a quality time love language and she's acts of service or something. I don't know.
Yeah. He gets upset when she spends time with her family, though. There's some weird little thing that possessive. I'm wondering if this is some sort of a possessive issue, because if she can communicate to us strangers, I feel like I'm doing everything that I can't. Like, I don't know.
But
is
she mentioned
completely
that she
incapable of saying, like, "Hey, I feel like I'm doing my best. I have work, I have school, I have, but what about," like, I feel like if she can communicate that very quite eloquently to us, I don't.
Yeah.
I kind of doubt that she can't just say, "Hey, I feel like I'm putting in my part."
I disagree. I think that it's easier to communicate to others, especially when you're writing
strangers.
It out, versus someone that you actually care for face to face, and or even through text or whatever, because there's like a different dynamic there. So I personally disagree with that. I think it is easier for her to communicate to us her situation versus her own boyfriend. And she also did make it clear that she was a shy person. So I'm trying to think, like, a shy person that is constantly busy, is putting in the effort to try to see her boyfriend, but the boyfriend doesn't feel like she is. There's a very obvious, clear, lack of communication.
Breakdown in communication?
Yeah, in my opinion.
Something bothered me, though, about him not liking her spending time with her family. Yeah.
And that it's only been 4 months.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't, like, that's, it's a new relationship still.
There's a thing in my gut that says I don't like that behavior, because that's the behavior of someone that will take over your whole life.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we're starting to see just tiny pieces of it, and it's so small to where she's like, she can excuse it. She's like, "Well, I know I'm busy."
There's some signs of narcissism for sure.
Yeah.
Like him saying that he's putting all the effort into
kind of
a relationship.
Like putting her into a little trap, like, and then, you know, trying to take her away from her
making
family
her feel
and her
guilty.
Friends. But then it makes, into a way where she's blaming herself now. I'm just scared of that. I don't know if that's the situation.
I agree with you. Yeah,
that's
definitely
it does
valid.
Bother me. I felt a little bit weird about her describing that.
To me, it kind of sounded a little, a little like, I don't know, did she mention ages? Because they sound like high school, college to me.
She does sound young.
Sounds young.
It sounds really young. She said that it was her first real boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, so for that reason, I'm thinking high school boy, mm-hmm. Feeling like he's not getting enough of his girlfriend. She's probably not communicating the effort. But he does see that she's able to make time for her friends and family, which obviously are very important and she should be able to have time for them. But me placing myself in his shoes, I could see how he would get jealous or feel like, am I not important enough for you to also spend time with me? Not mm-hmm. necessarily like, don't spend time with your friends and family, but more like, where do I fit in?
It just comes across that way because he's immature still.
That's what I'm concluding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be.
Yeah.
But I understand his side, like wanting more time together and stuff like that. But I also want to go on the other side. Like, you guys are thinking, maybe she's not good at communication. What if she does communicate it and he's just not receptive to it at all?
Yeah, that's another thing we could explore.
Yeah,
for sure.
Also, that he doesn't post pictures of her, but he posts pictures of
that
like,
is pretty weird. He's so possessive, a little manipulative. He won't even post about her,
right? Mm-hmm.
That's really.
And then she said that they weren't together, right? Yeah, like 4 months ago. But he's like, it was so much better 4 months ago. Like there seems to be some weird manipulative things, but they're so small where you could be like, you could cover it up easily and be like, oh no, you're crazy. That's not even the case mm-hmm. at all. But then when you kind of start taking them all in, it starts to feel like it makes your gut feel something, but it's not obvious enough for you to be justified.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what further adds to the high school theory for me, because I feel so fucking high school.
It does.
The fact that she even submitted means like her gut is telling her something.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the whole like posting Korean celebrities thing, I can kind of let that pass. Like if you're posting A-list celebrities and junk, that's fine.
I think it's less about what he's posting, but more just like, and I don't know if it's been a conversation that she's like, oh, I wish you posted more pictures of me, mm-hmm. and he doesn't.
Right.
But the captions, it seems like, are more hurtful.
Right.
Like okay. this is when I was stress-free.
That one, yeah. But then like if they're posting pictures of like K-pop stars, like he's like, oh, that's Bae. I'm not bothered.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I'll post a picture of Tom Hardy and be like, oh, fucking take me.
Right.
Seven ways. Right. But I mean, obviously, like, that has nothing to do with someone I'm dating. Like, that's just like a silly fan thing.
Right.
So I get that. But yeah, it's like he'll post with other friends and stuff and
be like,
oh, this was a better time in my life. And
when you
post that publicly, it does make the person you're with now feel like, well, your life's not good now. Like, right.
That is a very obvious sign of petty moves, like trying to hurt you because he's hurt,
right.
kind of move.
Like he wants attention, but he's doing it in a petty
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Yeah. Like he's like, well, maybe this is how she'll notice me and give me some sort of attention. But he probably doesn't even actually like know that he's doing that.
Right.
It's like some subconscious petty shit. But going back to exploring the fact that maybe she is expressing herself and saying like, hey, you know, I had to go to work or whatever. I came straight over here, even though my parents say I have to go home or whatever. She's actually communicating the effort that's being put in. And he's not receiving that. And that's a whole nother problem there.
Right.
Like it falls into the possessive narcissistic realm of he's just probably never going to get enough of you then, and you're just going to exhaust yourself in this relationship, and he's just going to constantly want more and more and more from you, and that's fucked up.
Because I'm needy as hell, but I can still understand like, okay, you have work and you have family and stuff like that, and I know what things come before me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, obviously you can't just push me all the way to the side, but
right. And then if he's communicating with you like,
exactly.
oh, you know, I'm so sorry, I wanted to come but I couldn't because of this and this and that.
That's a whole, it really boils down to communication, like how I am with text messages. If you can't text me for like 5 hours, all you have to say is, hey, I'm going to do this for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
And I'll be totally fine, you know? But if you just don't say anything, then that's when it's a problem. So this might be a huge communication problem, but then also on his side, he might not be receptive at all to this.
Yeah.
Well, and if she's too shy, like you were saying, to even be able to, like, when you're going to be in a relationship, maybe if you're really young, like, you need to know this now and understand this now. You have to be able to talk to the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're not really in a relationship.
Exactly. Right?
And talking to them doesn't necessarily mean you're going to start an argument. You can literally just be like, hey, can I talk to you about something?
Explain
that
how you feel.
Me.
It's not a fight. It's explaining how you feel. And if it feels like they make it into a fight, then they're not receptive. And this is not healthy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's inevitably going to be issues. Like, your relationship is, the health of a relationship is more based on how you resolve those issues yes. than it is about never fighting.
Exactly. Yeah. Holy shit. Because never fighting, that's just avoidance and resentments being built mm-hmm. and it's your unhappiness is being built too. So don't fucking do that. Don't think that by avoiding a problem, you're helping the problem. You're not. You're making it worse.
Even just little things I bring up to Steve. Like I told you guys, I was having like dreams of like going on first dates with guys, like randomly. I would just like four dreams in a row of like random guys just like going on those a first date, and I don't even remember their faces, but just that feeling of like,
yeah,
ooh, it's like, how do I look? And like the first date. And so I even told Steve that. I was like, do you think like we should like do more romantic things or something? Like, what's like, why am I having these dreams? Mm-hmm. And like the fact that he was like, oh yeah, maybe we should. And so he's like, oh, I'll plan a date. And it's like, those things add up over time where you're not just like brushing over them. You're not just like pondering them to yourself. You're getting them out in the open and then you're working together on like, oh, how do we make this better for us?
Right. That's so true. Cause even within your own self, like let's say something happened and you were bothered by it and then you think you got over it, but you actually really didn't, but you didn't know that repressed. You didn't get over it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's repressed. Yeah. It comes up in other ways. And it's just, it's like venom for your relationship. Like, don't do that.
You start getting snappy. Then it does become
don't get
toxic.
In the habit of not bringing up what's bothering you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one. And this one.
Wait, so what's the conclusion for this? Are you packing or not?
I mean, I think they're really young and they need to work on their communication skills and like setting expectations. And she just needs to watch his behavior to see if it's going to be increasingly possessive or if he's, or, you know, is there something she can do to like make it more 50-50 or.
Yeah.
I think this is at the red flag stage. Like you're seeing some red flags, but
we need more information, more time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also it's her first relationship. So I personally think it's healthy to learn from this.
Yeah.
Right. So see what else you can
get. I don't think
they're
going to stay together forever, but it's a good learning experience.
Training wheels relationship.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe it ends up being more, but you know.
I mean, I don't think anyone should stay with their first boyfriend anyway. You need life experience. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion.
It's your personal opinion. Yes. I agree with it, but that's your personal opinion.
Yep, I agree with it too, actually.
We're saying stick it out, see what happens, learn from it. Yeah. But like be wary.
Be wary of possessive behavior or manipulative behavior, but try to get better at talking about it.
Yeah.
Also make sure that you're doing your best at communicating too. Mm-hmm. Then go from there.
So this one I just picked to see Jess get mad.
Okay, you picked it just to piss me off?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I'm 19, my boyfriend's 52.
Oh, God.
I'm going to burn this whole place down.
Watch this be the one she's like not mad at all.
Right? Right? There's probably no submission that I'm not going to be upset about.
That's true.
Let's be honest. I'm on the defense.
Been in a situationship, quote unquote, for about a year and a half now.
Oh, no!
A year and a half.
Oh, I'm already mad.
When we actually do things together, go out, travel, drink, everything is great and we have a really good time.
Okay.
But when we're just at his house together, he wants me to do wifey things. Cook, clean, laundry, go get his food for him. But he never does anything for me, except occasionally buying me food that I have to go pick up.
What?
And quote unquote, gives me dick, in his words, not mine.
He even says that?
Even though we're not in a relationship, I get almost sick to my stomach, lose my appetite, etc. when he talks about not talking anymore or other girls. I feel like things are starting to get really toxic, but I just can't stop talking to him.
Why? What does he do for you other than give you dick?
And buy you food that you have to go pick up.
Okay, this is
for a year and a half?
All right, y'all already know what the fuck I'm gonna say.
But the thing with the girl here is like she's feeling sick because she's knowing she's doing this and she's engaging in it. I've been there, girl. Let me tell you, I've been there.
That's where this rage comes from.
I've been there so many times. That is where the rage comes from, because it's like me getting angry at the old me that's done that.
That's
right.
Yeah.
I've been through it. I've witnessed it. I've been a part of it so many times. I can't even
enabled
count.
It.
I've enabled it terribly. And you don't love yourself and you have to figure out how to love yourself. A lot of that comes with realizing like where did it start that you decided that you weren't worthy of love? Like, where did it start that you decided it was okay for someone to treat you like shit? Like, you're gonna need therapy, or you're going to need something that's going to flip the switch for you, because this is not healthy. It's going to be really bad, and it needs to end as soon as it can.
Because at this point, he can literally either leave you or cheat on you and just be like, well, you were never my girlfriend anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why are you doing
wifey things? He's trained you to believe you guys are nothing.
You're like a dog on a leash, walking around non-consensually, even though you think it's consensual. Like, you're literally the gum at the bottom of my shoe. And I say that with the most love that I can as a woman, because I want you to get better. And I want you to get out of that situation, because it's fucking terrible. Stop doing it.
Being
it's
dumb.
Fucked up. Yeah, it's super fucked up.
Yeah. Why are you doing girlfriend things when you're not even a girlfriend?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And not making him do
anything.
And then
anything. He throws it into her face too. And he's just like, he'll
I give you that good dick.
Or he'll scare her too with like, oh, let's talk to other people then. Like I'll give you a little bit and then I'll take it away. Like, that's
manipulative,
it's toxic.
No.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. He knows how much you let him get away with.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So he pushes it to the limits and then continues to push it.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's manipulation. I remember I dated a guy briefly. When he didn't get his way, he'll be like, I mean, my ex-girlfriend wouldn't do this. I should just go talk to her.
Ew.
Yeah. Like, that's manipulation right there. Like, oh, you're not going to do this? Well, I'm going to go and do this thing where you can possibly lose me. You better do what I want. That's so shitty.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's ugly. But you need to take accountability for yourself. You need to get out of the situation. You need to get some help. And it's not like you're some fucked up person. You've fallen trapped to something that a lot of girls fall trapped to. Now you need to get yourself out of the trap and don't fucking fall into the trap again. Mm-hmm. Like, men only act this way because we allow them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They get away with it.
And we have to take accountability for that. So take accountability
or women,
for it right
if
now.
You're a man and if you're a man, woman, whatever.
Right.
Any gender.
Right.
If someone's treating you shitty, your partner, or whatever.
And I only speak,
people get away with it because they're getting away with it.
I only speak from my perspective, which is that of a female dating man. So that's obviously the box I stand on, right? But yeah, there's some women that take advantage of men too. Probably far less than the number of men.
The guys that are like, oh, she only wants me for my money. It's like, you picked someone that only wants you for your money.
You went and got the money so you could get the girl, and now you're mad that she's with you for your money. Like, it's stupid. Right. Take accountability for yourself, too.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we're all, like, if you're being treated like shit, you don't like it.
You have standards, then stick to those standards.
When you have standard, like, and it's, there's, like, some sort of scarcity mindset. I used to come from the scarcity mindset. I used to think, oh, like, especially timing, too. Everyone tells women at 30, you're just disgusting.
Expired.
Yeah. You're expired. You're trash. No one's going to love you, so you better stick with me. Like, there's so much stuff that we take in and we believe it and we allow ourselves to be just treated like shit. It's just disgusting.
You're not expired. You're just waiting for those hot divorcees.
Ew.
Divorcees to come out.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. All the good ones are taken. So once they're done with their first marriage, you swoop.
Well, that means they weren't
that
good.
I'm not really down for...
They could be great. They walked away from her.
Oh,
if she was terrible...
Yeah.
You know the very small likelihood of that?
No. Yeah, I'm one of those people who I need to know... I need to have that label. I need to, you know? And I'm not going to wait a year or something for that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Mm-mm-mm. So, I mean, like, I remember in my past, within, like, 4 months or so, I'm like, all right, what are we doing? Like, am I going to be your girlfriend or not?
Yeah. If I'm giving you that much energy.
And it doesn't turn around. These situationships don't turn into, like, we will try
and like
to make them turn into that relationship we want. It doesn't.
Maybe he'll change. It's just a waste of your time and energy. You could be investing in yourself.
You know how much mental energy
to find a better partner.
How much mental energy she's wasting now on this.
And like,
so
back it up to the streets.
Back to the streets.
Go back
to real, bitch.
Like, you're doing
so much. Like, she's doing so much girlfriend things. One time a guy asked me, oh, do you want to bring your stuff over to my house? I'm like, am I your girlfriend? No. Like, I didn't want to put my stuff at his house. So why are you doing all this stuff for him that's girlfriend stuff?
Well, is she doing it or is he expecting her to, but she doesn't do it?
When she goes over to his house, he expects her to.
Okay, so we don't know if she's actually
Well, he expects her to because she's been doing it.
Yeah.
Why else would he be expecting her to do it?
I was trying to be like,
because if someone
said
that to me, I guarantee they wouldn't expect it ever again.
Fucking buying food and making her go pick it up. He's like, what the fuck? Get in the goddamn car with me.
He does a bare minimum. And for some reason, you think that's okay because you don't want to be alone. I get it. I get it, girlfriend. But
you're better than that.
You're better than that.
And that's the lesson.
That's right. Pack it up.
Yep.
To the streets.
There you go.
There we go.
She's Tiffany. What was it again in Spanish?
Regresa de la calle.
Yes, bitch. Yeah. Get out of there. De la calle.
Bye. And on that back note, to the streets. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. You know you want to. And we will see you next time. Make sure you're following us.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah. So then you guys, you want to submit your situation, ship.
If you want us to tell you to break up,
mm-hmm.
you know we'll you tell want. You to break up.
The we'll confirm it for you. You know. We'll validate your feelings.
Yeah. All
right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.